Okay, welcome to our meeting of the Board of County Commissioners. As is our custom, we'll begin with a prayer reading and thought, or the Pledge of Allegiance, and we'll look to those who are here in attendance for a couple of volunteers. Do we have any volunteers? Okay, if you could come up and lead us in a prayer reading or thought. And then Sheriff Smith will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear Father in Heaven, we thank Thee that we're able to gather together today. We're grateful for this county that we live in and that we're able to come together to solve problems and discuss. We're grateful for the leaders of this county and that we're able to have the freedoms that we so freely enjoy. We ask that we will be able to make progress that is pleasing in Thy eyes, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll now go through the process of building the agenda for today's meeting. Anything that is not held for discussion will automatically be approved on our consent agenda. We'll hold items 1 and 2 for recognition. And I don't have anything else on the consent agenda, okay? On a regular agenda, I suppose we can hold agenda item number 10. That was the only one that I had to hold. Okay. Anything else from you, Commissioner Ivey?
No.
Okay. All right. Then seeing that, we will turn to first recognizing our employees of the month. There's multiple because we keep having a backlog with COVID of getting the employees here. There's only one per month of these great employees, but there's a couple to recognize today. So I think you're up first, Commissioner Lee.
All right. So let's see. I'll make sure I get it right. Oh, let me turn on my
mic. That will help there too. We're going to recognize the Employee of the Month for October. So we're in October, so this works out nice. And it's Chris Sainsbury. And if he's here, will you come on? There you are. Come on up. All right. Here's a letter that your coworkers put out for you. It says, "This letter is to nominate Sergeant Chris Sainsbury for Employee of the Month. Sergeant Sainsbury currently serves the jail industry program and has done a phenomenal job. He hasn't been with us long." How long have you been? I'm just curious.
I've worked for the county for 13 years, but I've been over jail industries for about 9 months
now. So they must be talking about jail industries then.
Yeah.
But with that, with what little time, he has made jail industries a coveted place to work. I've watched deputies come out of the woodwork hoping to join our team, and I believe Sergeant Sainsbury has a lot to do with that. His positive attitude and zest for life is contagious. Sergeant Sainsbury's seems to have made the same impression on inmates. Whenever I go across the street to the jail, I'm bombarded and begged by the inmates to come out to the jail industries. I'm sure this too has a lot to do with the affable and fun atmosphere Sergeant Sainsbury has urged his team to have. Sergeant Sainsbury has brought brought in recreational equipment, including a Bowflex, which was donated for the inmates to use. Due to COVID-19, the number of inmates in our program has dropped significantly. We haven't been sending our workers out to participating companies in fear they will contract the virus and bring it back. This has not stopped Sergeant Sainsbury from getting work done. This year's garden and greenhouse have been a success. We have a nice new tractor and other tools to make our work more efficient. Sergeant Sainsbury has overseen some nice upgrades in and around our office building. He is in the process of putting together a program where inmates will help aid in adoption of animals at a shelter. He also recently asked the RISE program to teach our inmates. Before coming out of jail industries, I worked under Sergeant Sainsbury. So I say this with confidence. He is the best sergeant I've ever worked under during my 12 plus years here in the sheriff's office. One of my many things I appreciate about Sergeant Sainsbury is he takes time to listen, not just with staff or volunteers. He takes time to listen to everyone. I've witnessed on numerous occasions inmates thanking him for listening and taking the time to be heard. I've witnessed grateful volunteers because Sergeant Sainsbury has accommodated them. I've noticed folks enjoying his tours and recognize the time he puts into that. I've witnessed sergeants and deputies line up outside his office just to shoot the breeze. I'm one of them. He treats people like people. I thought it would be cool when Sergeant Sainsbury came to the jail industries. He said it was important to him to make jail industries the best place to work in the entire department. From where I've been, he's done that just that. Morale is up, stress is down. Sergeant Sainsbury knows the importance of that. He is educated, ethical, and works well with others. One of the most important qualities he possesses is that he understands people. This understanding is very beneficial with his position. Before he came over, I thought he'd be a great fit. He's a team player who will go to bat for you. He will advocate for you, even if it means losing you on his crew as you advance in your career. I know this because he's done that for me. There are plenty of things I've left out of this nomination letter that Sergeant Sainsbury has done, like all the other career path evals he's done. And other great qualities he possesses, like he's very intelligent. And that was, of course, in quote, you know, in parentheses. Yeah. So you got to take that. I hope this alone is enough to show what an asset Chris Sainsbury is to the sheriff's office. And we look forward to seeing my supervisor and friend awarded with the recognition he deserves. We feel that it's long overdue. And this comes from the Annex team. So thank you for the work you've done. I've been out there, the jail industry's been in that facility, was there on a Sunday with some of the inmates and talking with them, and it's a great work that is being done out there. So thank you, and thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you.
Hey there. We do have some stuff for you, and I'll let you have the letter. Are you gonna take a picture?
The commissioner says so, I will. I just thank you for, this is an honor, and I'm grateful. I like working for the county quite a bit, more than most, I think. I think it's the best place to work in the whole world. It's a great opportunity to help the people that are most in need. So each day we get to spend time serving those who need to be served and who need the help the most. And I really appreciate this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and then we have one more to recognize all the way back from June, because our deputies and sergeants have been quite busy dealing with even more emergencies since this nomination letter. This one is a pretty unique letter, and so I guess first we'll just recognize the Employee of the Month for June is Deputy Ray Ormond. And as he's coming up here, I'll read this nomination letter. In February, Ray and I were dispatched to a house fire up Hobble Creek Canyon for a fully engulfed home. Upon arrival, we were advised the home would be a total loss. We remained on scene to assist fire and crowd control. While on scene, the roof of the garage collapsed with three Springville firefighters inside. A mayday was called by fire and Deputy Orman sprang into action. Ray and the Springville fire chief ran to the backside of the garage and started to break down a door to hopefully gain access to the firefighters. Upon breaching the door, Ray and the fire chief were able to locate the downed firefighters. Upon finding them oxygen tanks and rescue equipment, Ray immediately ran to assist in gathering oxygen tanks and other equipment. Upon returning, two of the firefighters were assisted out of the building while one was pinned under a ceiling truss. In an attempt to free the other firefighter, Ray ran into the burning garage with several others in an attempt to lift the truss off the firefighter. A rescue team soon responded and asked for more equipment. Once again, Ray took off running. After the rescue team freed the firefighter, Ray called for the life flight and began setting up a landing zone. Once the life flight landed, Ray also assisted in getting the injured firefighter into the helicopter. In conclusion, I am nominating Ray Orman for Employee of the Month for his heroic and selfless act in the rescue of a trapped firefighter inside a burning building. Ray is an outstanding asset to Utah County and the Sheriff's Office, a great team member and friend.
Thank you. Yeah, if Chris gave a speech, I guess I got to say something, right? No, I just want to really, again, just kind of to echo what Chris said and say thank you. This is a huge honor to be able to receive an award like this. It's not something you think of in the heat of the moment. You just think of going and helping people out. And knowing when that call came out, if we didn't do something, we were probably going to lose one or two firefighters that day. And I didn't want to let that happen. So yeah, this is a awesome honor that I'm very appreciative of getting. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your unique courage. It's incredible. Okay. We'll now turn to our agenda. And I believe the only other item to discuss is regular agenda item number 10. And I'll turn the time to Amelia Powers Gardner and or Rudy, our budget manager.
Before I get started, I just want to say it's just amazing to me how he runs into a burning building and says, "Well, I just didn't want to lose someone." Like, he doesn't realize the amount of courage he has. That's absolutely phenomenal. And I'm glad that he was our Employee of the Month in June. Before I get started, just real simple, you guys all have the tentative budget document. The budget that I am putting forward is the tentative document. Obviously, this is not final. We have about 6 weeks to go through and finalize this, but it is a balanced budget with our estimated income. And we've gone through, we've looked at all of our estimated revenue sources. We've taken those into account. We've looked at all of the areas for us to have fiscal responsibility, ensuring that a sound fiscal environment for the county moving forward, also planning for the future, and taking into account the needs of the division. So the budget I put forward to you is a balanced budget. It's obviously not final, but I think we've got a lot of the work done. So over the next 6 weeks, it shouldn't be too horribly difficult to come to a final agenda. Do you have any questions on the document that you were sent?
No, I read through the whole thing, and thank you. Well put together. I enjoyed your comments, especially at the very beginning when kind of walking down through it. I thought it was well done. And so thank you for doing that.
Yeah, not a problem.
And then just to confirm, this budget assumes a decrease in the rate. In other words, letting the rate fall
Correct.
Through the normal process and not going through any truth in taxation.
Correct. So this budget, and as Commissioner Lee pointed to, I went through and kind of explained the different areas of the budget and why we have those areas. But this budget does include a tax rate decrease for the citizens of Utah County.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Thanks for the handoff. We'll take it from here, huh?
Not a problem. Right. Yeah, well, and obviously as we go through over the next 6 weeks,
right?
We can go through, and if you have any questions, we're obviously here. Rudy is dedicated to this full time. After Wednesday, I'll have significantly more time. And so we can, you're not necessarily on your own. As we go through this, we can work through it together.
Right.
But we tried to do a lot of the front end work and see how much do we need in each of our different funds in order to ensure that the county remains fiscally sound and fiscally responsible. And we've tried to do that as best we can. And we can go through line item by line item. Things might move a little bit, but for the most part, we've tried to make sure that, A, we've accounted for all of the contractual obligations, all of the personnel, all of the building costs, and then we even put in there there was some room for asks from different departments, and then there was also a chunk that we stuck into restricted funds because departments asked for it, but it may or may not be necessary, and so we did put a chunk into restricted funds for commission approval next year.
Right.
Right.
And I can get a hold of Rudy really easy. All I got to do is pound on the wall.
Yeah. For the next few weeks.
Right.
We're in the process of building his office over in our suite here now. So take advantage of it while you can. He's back into our suite before the end of the year.
Then I'll have to take my chances on the phone system to see if I can get him or not.
Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Amelia. This is very well put together. Appreciate you and your team's work and all you've done. Very well done.
Absolutely. And as you go through, if you have questions, like I said, absolutely work with us over the next 6 weeks. We're here. I just wanted to make sure that when you started from, you had something pretty decent to start from.
I'll also just acknowledge the brilliance of whoever decided to combine the clerk and auditor functions to have the deadlines for the tentative budget to be passed at the same time as the election.
Yeah, they're my favorite person.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for all the work.
Thanks.
I would entertain a motion on number 10.
I'll make a motion.
I'll move that we... Oh, go ahead.
No, it's all right.
Sorry,
I knew as soon as I hesitated. It's like sitting at a stoplight or stop sign, right? Four-way stop sign. Are you going to go? I'll make a
right.
motion that we have reviewed and considered the tentatively adopt the 2021 tentative budget for the general fund and other budgetary funds as stated in number 10 on our agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve number 10 as stated. All in favor say aye.
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 That passes 3-0. And then I don't believe we need any closed meetings. So
I'll make a motion then that we strike items 12, 13, 14, and 15 on our agenda.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to strike those items. All in favor say aye.
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 That passes unanimously. And a final motion.
Public comment?
Oh, you're right. Sorry. Thank you, Commissioner Ivey. Do we have any public comment? Okay, we may hold just a moment longer because I guess there was that someone in the chat room feature, Alice? Okay. Maybe if you had a public comment to make, you can, if you're trying to unmute yourself or something, you can type in the chat box. We don't have any.
*6 will unmute.
Or *6. And we don't have any comments here in the chambers. Okay. Seeing none, I'd entertain a final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion, a second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 We are now adjourned.
See ya.